The two Adams meet. As the ransomed are welcomed to the city of God, there rings out an exultant cry. The two Adams are about to meet. The Son of God is to receive the Father of our race, whom he created, who sinned, and for whose sin the marks of the crucifixion are on the Savior's form. As Adam discerns the prints of the nails, in humiliation he casts himself at Christ's feet. The Savior lifts him up and bids him look once more upon the Eden home from which he has so long been exiled. Adam's life was filled with sorrow. Every dying leaf, every victim of sacrifice, every stain upon man's purity, was a reminder of his sin. Terrible was the agony of remorse as he met the reproaches cast upon himself as the cause of sin. Faithfully did he repent of his sin, and he died in the hope of a resurrection. Now, through the atonement, Adam is reinstated. Transported with joy, he beholds the trees that were once his delight, whose fruit he himself had gathered in the days of his innocence. He sees the vines his own hands trained, the very flowers he once loved to care for. This is indeed Eden restored. The Savior leads him to the tree of life and bids him eat. He beholds a multitude of his family redeemed. Then he casts his crown at the feet of Jesus and embraces the Redeemer. He touches the harp, and the vaults of heaven echo the triumphant song, "Worthy, worthy, is the Lamb that was slain." The family of Adam cast their crowns at the Savior's feet as they bow in adoration. Angels wept at the fall of Adam and rejoiced when Jesus opened the grave for all who should believe on his name. Now they behold the work of redemption accomplished and unite their voices in praise. Upon the sea of glass, as it were mingled with fire, are gathered the company that have gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name. The 144,000 were redeemed from among men, and they sing a new song, the song of Moses and the Lamb. None but the 144,000 can learn that song, for it is the song of an experience such as no other company ever had. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These, having been translated from among the living, are the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. They passed through the time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation. They endured the anguish of the time of Jacob's trouble. They stood without an intercessor through the final outpouring of God's judgments. They washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. In their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before God. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes.